Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, once again, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your paper and your pens ready so you can follow along with none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He will be bringing forth another word from the Lord on tonight. So you want to make sure that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's word on tonight. You know, this is another day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. He is in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what man may say, no matter what man may think. I am so glad we serve an awesome God. He is in total control at all times. So right now, we always open up with prayer, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go to God's throne of grace right now, and I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because, again, our God is an awesome God. He is the Most High God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that without a doubt, you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, for your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So So that's why we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be redeemed and we can come back into full restoration and fellowship and relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works, and we thank you that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come asking that you would move by your Spirit over the airways on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Use him for your glory, Heavenly Father. Through your word is our prayer, hope, and desire that should there be any listener on tonight who is not saved in Jesus' name, after hearing the word of God on tonight, they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. And after they have been come saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come and lift up all those that have breathed on tonight, those that have heavy hearts due to bereavement. They're grieving, Heavenly Father. We know that you know all about it. You know who they are and where they are. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your love, your joy, your strength, as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders, even on today. So we ask that you move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We also lift up our President, Heavenly Father, and not only him, but world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you right now. Should there be any one of them that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would touch their hearts and send a word their way, that they too would be able to hear your word. And after hearing the word of God, Heavenly Father, they will too will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener all over the land that tunes in faithfully to this worldwide ministry platform, that you will be glorified through them, and that you will get the glory, honor, and praise through them. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray now, Lord, that you would have your way over this worldwide platform on tonight for your glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us in the form of a question. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us on tonight in the form of a question, a simple question. You may have heard this question before, but I'm going to ask it again on tonight. Who is our neighbor? That's the spiritual food for thought for tonight. Again, it comes in the form of a question. Who is our neighbor? I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In order to click on follow, there are some procedures that you must follow in order to get to that point. So I'm asking if you will follow those steps and go to my email, all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook, and follow those steps and the procedures to get to the point where it says click on follow. I would love for you to not only listen to this ministry and worldwide platform, but I would love for you to become a follower. And then I also ask that you would continue to spread the good news about this ministry to others, that they would tune in and be blessed by God's word. So right now we're going to go to our music break right now, and then following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad, aren't you grateful on tonight for our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's Son, who thought our life, your life, my life, were worth living, that he sacrificed his own life. He paid our sin debt with his sinless blood on the cross that we can be redeemed. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Well, before I bring on Pastor Norman King to bring forth God's word on tonight, I'm asking all listeners and also Pastor Norman King. I know he's standing by to deliver God's word on tonight. But I'm asking Pastor Norman King, and I'm asking all listeners on tonight, if you would please mark your calendars for next Saturday, the 23rd of May. I'm asking Pastor Norman King. He would normally be on next Saturday, but I'm asking Pastor Norman King if he would change his date from, instead of next Saturday, from coming on as my guest until, and have him come on the 30th, which is the fifth Saturday in this month, because I have a special guest that I have talked to, and she prayed about it, and I've asked her to be my special guest on, and she is available for the 23rd because she's in school, in college. So she's available for the 23rd, so that's why I'm asking all the listeners and also Pastor Norman King, if you could all mark your calendars. My special guest for the 23rd of May, Saturday, next Saturday, is Sister Armani Daniels. I think she's about 25 years old. I met her in November at a prayer breakfast that was given by Pastor Sharon Ford. I met this young lady at this prayer breakfast, and she is so powerful and anointed. I think she's about 25 years old. She's in college, but I asked her to be my special guest on next Saturday, and she's agreed to do so. This is a powerful young woman of God. You definitely want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to do through her over this worldwide platform. And I just thank God for you all in advance for your consideration and understanding. So right now, once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with none other than Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Greensboro, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. And God be the glory. And I'm so grateful that God has allowed me to be here. Amen. Because without him, I wouldn't be here. So I want to be very conscious of his love for me as he saw fit for something to come through me tonight. And I'm humbly grateful and thank God for my cousin James, for his faithful to his call, to his assignment, and just pray for this ministry, as he say all the time, this worldwide platform that God has graced him to all these years be faithful to it, and he's continue to bless him because of his faithfulness, amen. But we're going to get into the word tonight. I'm going to be looking over in Ezra. Ezra, I know I'm actually going to read a little bit more than what I had told Cousin James, amen, just to bring a point out, amen. But, so I'm going to be looking at Ezra, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read from the God's Words translation, so follow me in yours. Just so you know, that's where I'm reading from, the God's Word translation, Ezra, 10th chapter. I'm going to start the first verse and read down. I'll stop if the Spirit of God allows. Verse 1 says, while Ezra was praying, confessing these sins, crying, and throwing himself down in front of God's temple, a large crowd of Israelite men, women, and children gathered around him. They also began to cry bitterly. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, one of the descendants of Elam, interrupted by saying to Ezra, we have been unfaithful. See, he admitted this. We have been unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women who came from the people around us. However, there is still hope for Israel. Hear that now. This is verse 2. However, in the midst of us being unfaithful, there is still hope for Israel. Verse 3. So we must now make a promise to our God to get rid of all foreign women and the children born from them, as my Lord Ezra and the others who tremble at the commandments of our God had advised us to do. We must do what Moses teaching tell us. Verse 4, it's my main verse right here. Verse 4 says, get up. It's your duty to take action. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. Amen. You've done wrong. You have sinned against God. You sinned against your fellow man. But God's sitting down tonight to tell you, get up. It's your duty to take action. I'm going to keep reading. We are here. This is what the Shekinah, the gentleman said to Ezra. He says, we are with you. And so be strong and take action. Isn't it good to know that somebody's with you? Amen. You need to hear someone that you don't look at. We all messed up. We done
yes,
this,
sure.
We done that. But look at here. There's hope. We still got breath. Amen. Let me pray. I'm going to pray that I'm going to move on. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior, I decrease that you may increase, that whoever out there, amen, wherever they are, they will hear you and not me. I'm just your earthen chosen vessel. Amen. To speak what thus said the Lord. These we ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My subject tonight is get up. And my subtitle is that you can make it. Get up. You can make it. Who's on the Lord's side tonight? That's what I want to know. Who's on the Lord's side? Amen. Get up. See, here's a situation that the people of God have sinned against God. And sometimes we can murmur, we can complain, and we can get pity, amen, pity potter, amen. And we can feel so bad that we done so wrong against our God. But God will send somebody like he's sending me by tonight to tell you, okay, you messed up. Repent. Repent means turn 180 degrees. Not 360. Go 360, put you back where you started from. Turn 180 degrees. Repent. See, this pandemic is happening right now because the people of God, come on, not just the people of God, the whole world, amen, is sinning against God. Anyway, amen, God has allowed this to happen. I'm just continuing on to speak the words the Holy Spirit give me. These people right here in Ezra. Now, I'll go back to verse 1. This is Ezra. Amen. He said, while Ezra was praying, confessing these sins, crying, this man, he was feeling some kind of way. When you cry, and then he says you throwing himself down in front of God's temple, that's not in the opening, my brothers and sisters. Amen. The Bible says that a large crowd of Israelite men, women, and children, they gather around this man, this leader. Amen. What would you do if you saw your leader, Laman? Amen. You know, sometimes pastors go through so much. Amen. You pour out, amen, and people bless you. Okay, I'm not meaning financial. I'm saying they bless you by their attitude, their personality, through their obedience. And you got some just want what they want. Come on, somebody, amen. But you still, Ezra was feeling something. He saw the sin. Come on, amen. The Bible says that we all have sinned. What's that, Romans 3:23? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But this man right here, according to verse 1, chapter 10, I'm here longer than I expect because it's something coming from my spirit right now. While Ezra was praying, confessing these sins, crying and throwing himself down in front of God's temple, a large crowd, amen, they began to cry with him. Amen. But then somebody had to come along and look at it. We messed up. All of us messed up. Amen. We doing all the things against God. But then the man said to him, but however, even though we messed up, there's still hope. I'm telling somebody tonight, no matter what your situation or your circumstances, God sent me here to tell you, and you know who you are, in the midst of all what you've done or didn't do, there's still hope. Amen? So you got to get up. It's your duty to take action. Amen. Because greater is he who is in you. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, once you accept, I'm talking to the believer, amen. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, the Spirit of God is in you.
Repent.
Just ask God, Lord, forgive me. I sinned against you. and receive his word tonight where it says, get up. See, some of us, okay, all right. Say, get up. It's your duty to take action. But this man wants Ezra to know, look here, we stand with you. You're not by yourself. Amen? We are standing with you. And look, this is something that I spoke on years ago, and I kind of lost where it was at. I thank the Holy Spirit for bringing back to my remembrance, right? Now, I'm going to go down to verse 9. Verse 9 says, then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered within 3 days in Jerusalem because they had sinned, and they had to repent. Amen. It says, on the 20th day of the 9th month, all the people sat in the courtyard of God's temple. They was trembling because of this matter and shivering because of the heavy rain. So God had them to sit up there in that cold rain. So y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all got to get this thing right. Amen. We going through a pandemic right now. Come on, y'all. Okay. Yes, you know, all around the nation. Okay. Think about our nation. We stay in the United States of America. Amen. And they releasing people and numbers are going up. But my thing is this right here, prayer. Well, see, with that, we got to repent. If you are out there doing or have done wrong, God knows everything. Come on, everybody. God knows everything. Mm-hmm. Just repent. Turn from your sinful ways. God is hovering over all right now saying, look here, I got this. But there are some conditions that y'all got to do. Come on, y'all. Amen. You got to repent and turn. Amen. And even right now, you who's out there, I'm talking to my leaders now, amen. Get up. It's your duty to take action. Now I'm talking to my parishioners now, amen. Not just the leader, it's just your responsibility to get up and take action. It's your duty to what? Take action. They's out here, they in the cold and it's raining and they's like, you know what, we know the order, but can we just alter this order, God? And so we can exercise this. We get the memo. We know we are sinning against you. We know, and we're out here living the life. We thought, amen. But now, Lord, can you please exercise? See, God is saying right now, I want to expedite this, but it depends upon you. Amen. You got to change your ways. Amen. And see, sometimes, amen, we got to understand that leaders need to be pushed. This man saw Ezra weeping, crying, laying down, and he come and spoke to him. I'm speaking to you tonight, amen. Leaders need to be pushed, amen. Leaders also need to be spoken to. Come on, y'all.
That's right.
In a different way at times, amen. And when I was preparing this, I thought about my daddy, James' uncle. I put out here, my daddy told me on occasion, boy, huh? You don't want to call you a boy. You know, that's the real deal, huh? Boy, they call you a son when things going all right, huh? But when they call you boy, you're a grown man, he's getting your attention, amen? And you had to listen. Come on, somebody, amen? Because I know that my daddy was a man of integrity, amen? So this man, this leader, need to be pushed. Ezra need to be pushed. That's why God sent this one to tell him, look here. He spoke for the group, pledging their support for the painful steps of Ezra. Ezra was in pain. He was a leader, amen? What was happening is that they were starting to intermarry, amen? They was the household of faith was marrying the pagans, amen? So because of the surge of the situation, amen, the spokesperson used the word covenant to describe the people's earnestness, amen? A covenant, let me remind you, a covenant is a promise that binds the parties to its fulfillment. Amen? In other words, the people had determined, they had made their minds up to send away all the foreign wives and children. Now, I'm going to talk a little later about how it is today opposed to how it was back then. But the thing of it is, whatever it is that you got going on in your life is not right. Let's deal with the principle here. Get it right. Get rid of it. Depart from it. Amen. Repent from it. Repent to God. First of all, remember this now. God knows everything. Amen. And what God wants to do, he wants us to be obedient. We know obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Whenever we sin against God, it cuts God's heart, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He's talking about Jesus, amen. He sent his son to die for you and for me, amen. Ezra was mourning over their faithlessness, amen. I want you to know that your leader, I'm talking about a true leader, amen. They really love you in such an awesome way that they want you to do right. Some of them preach their heart out. They teach the word of God, amen. Some of them don't sleep at night the way they normally would because they're compassion. They're very passionate about what they're doing, and they show awesome compassion. Jesus was a compassionate man. Come on, y'all. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you disobey, there's a decree that came down to them. Amen. Let me find my scripture. Amen. It came down and told them. Let me see. It says here, let me see, verse 7 says, then he sent a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem that all the former exiles must gather in Jerusalem. Amen. Call for all of them to gather. And if any of them didn't come within 3 days, as the leaders or the older men had advised, then they would lose all their property. See, they weren't playing, y'all, and be excluded from the community of former exiles. See, the difference is, see, we play. Yeah. We play. See, back then, that thing was physical in the Old Testament, amen. It's spiritual in the New Testament, amen. But they didn't play. Amen. They said, that's all right. I told you what to do. You just don't do it. Now, I don't know about some of y'all, but my mama didn't play, huh? She told you something, she meant it. If you didn't do it, you suffered the consequences, amen. So I'm speaking to you tonight. I'm speaking to your spirit tonight. Listen. It's time to take action. It's time to get up. It is your duty to what? Take action. But you can't do anything until you repent. You got to repent. You got to turn from where you at, amen, and get back right with God. Amen? But I want to know tonight, who is on the Lord's side? Amen? A lot of people say they are, but the way they're living don't even come no close to demonstrating to exemplify that they are on the Lord's side. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That was serious. This thing I'm saying in Ezra 10 was serious. That's why he told all of them to gather in one place. And they couldn't move. If they did, the consequence was they would lose all their possessions. Amen? That's just part of it, amen? And then imagine you out there in this big old open area, and then it's cold, and then it starts raining. These people, according to verse 9, was like, look here, we heard you, and we believe you, but we can't take too much of this. So can you make a change? Because, see, first of all, God knows. Some of us can pray, Lord, or we can say God this and God that, or, you know, he know my heart. Yeah, he right, he know your heart. All right, let me get off that, amen. The main thing I want to put out tonight is that you can make it. No matter what your situation, what your circumstances, what you did, what you didn't do, you can make it, but it's time for you to repent. And once you repent, just get up. Get off your rock. Amen. There is a word that God wants us to see. Amen. And he said tonight that I want you to know that I can't do nothing for you until you first. See, I can't get off this word, y'all. I said a little bit about it this past Thursday. Repent and turn. You know that very familiar scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who call on my name. The same thing is coming forth tonight in a different way. You are God's people. You are God's person. He said, I've called you by name, but it's time for you to get it right. Amen? Romans 11:29 says, the gifts and the callings of God is irrevocable. What that means is that God does not change his mind. Amen? And the sad thing about this part of the Bible back, you know, in Ezra 10, that nearly one quarter of the offenders who was doing that intermarrying were priests and Levites who knew God's word better than anybody. Amen? So no one is exempt, y'all. Amen? We got these examples in the Bible that shows us that only one who was sinless, that was Jesus Christ. Amen? But even with that, there are some drastic measures that had to be taken then and right now. And the main thing we got to do, my brothers and sisters, is repent. Ain't nothing going to happen for you according to God's will until you repent. Turn from your ways. Amen. People, God, it's time to make a move. Amen. Ezra took his place of leadership to begin reviewing the cases. Amen. I say again, it was bone chilly rain that was raining all over them, and they was like, you know what? Enough is enough. I got the message. What would it take for you to get the message? Some of you have been running from the Lord for a long time. Amen. Some of you a short time, but some of you long. What is it going to take? Amen. Now, we got this pandemic right now. Amen. Any of you who follow God's word, this is not no surprise to you. We don't have to know the method that God will use. We just know that God can't lie, and he's going to use something. So what we got going on, God got the whole world's attention. But there is hope. In the midst of all of this happening right now, there is hope. And even the people of God who gone on, who God took, we understand the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if you're in Christ Jesus, it's a win-win. Now, we know on the other side is some of your loved ones, your friends, your family is going to mourn, amen, amen. But see, God still going to supply their need according to his riches and glory, which is what? By Christ Jesus, amen. I come tonight to encourage you, to let you know in the midst of whatever, however, there's hope, and you can make it, amen. But you got to be on the lower side, and how you're on the lower side is through obedience, amen. You got to obey God's word. Amen. God has sent people across your path. Amen. Whether it be your pastor, it may be your minister, your deacon, it may just be a lay person. Amen. The word is for all of us. Amen. If someone, amen, you're covered through obedience, though. You got to turn. Amen. God, look at y'all. God must be obeyed. That's the bottom line. He must be obeyed. We have to be faithful to God. Amen? Even back then it had to be, and even the same thing right now. We got to make a confession. Amen? We got to make a confession. And if that fits you tonight, don't let this night pass by without you making a confession to the Lord God. Amen? To do his will. Amen? This word coming to you is... it's letting you know, listen, there's still hope. You got breath in your body. You still got hope. Amen. You may mess up and you feel so bad because of what you've done. God's saying, I got you. Amen. I know that's a phrase that people say. Amen. But hey, nobody got you like the Lord, y'all. Come on. Jesus said that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And thank he got you. He's the only one that knows everything. We think we know. No, we don't. Look, Jesus said in John 15 that without me, you can't do nothing. Amen. I love how Paul said over there in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things what? Through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. So the word tonight is telling you, God sees you. God knows what's going on in your life. Amen. And I love how God works. God is an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. God works so awesomely, but we got to become more God conscious. So yes, we do. Amen. A lot of things we do, a lot of our time is not spent in line with God. God got so many answers out there just hovering around you and me. And we're searching all over all the places because we're not seeking him the way we're supposed to seek him. We got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what it says in Matthew. It says, seek ye, no, Matthew 6:33, seek ye, thank you, Holy Spirit, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Don't worry about the things, y'all. Seek him. But he telling somebody like, you in a slump, you know, you lost your job, amen, and your bills are behind. God is wants you to hear this message tonight, let you know there's hope. But there may, I'm not, it's not my business to know, but it's my business to preach this word, amen. You know your situations. You know your circumstances. You know if you're in line with God. You know if you're not in line with God. So this word is to fall where it may. Wherever you are, as the word is coming forth, you meet it where it is, amen. But God is saying to you tonight, Get up. You can make it. Get up. You can make it. Get up. You can make it. And I can't finish this without explaining some things how it is in New Testament, amen, because back in this Ezra time, it was this great scene that they did. They were intermarrying with pagans, amen. But see, out of the New Testament, let me read this here before I close out. It says that clearly, and see, okay, let me get it right. I have my notes right here, y'all, okay. It said the church should not see these events as prescribing a principle for marriages today in which a Christian is married to an unbeliever. Clearly, the believer is to marry another believer. That's the way it's supposed to be, amen. One who is in the Lord. That's according to 1 Corinthians 7:39. But if a person becomes a believer after he or she is already married to an unbeliever, Paul gives biblical counsel about such situations in 1 Corinthians 7, chapter, verses 12 through 16. Amen. So, when I look at that right there, I look at me and my wife. July, it'll be 41 years. We got married. We weren't in Christ. We were raised up in church. But it wasn't long after that because I thought it was going through, hey, Brother Jake, I was going through so much hell. Come on, y'all, huh? I began to see why mom and daddy took me to church and wanted to make sure I got the word. Amen. But my point is this, even though you might not be in Christ, he got you. He said, you repent. Turn from your present situation right now. You're hearing the word. The word is telling you right now that you can make it, but you got to repent. Amen. This is the word. I know some people don't like to hear that, but we need to hear this right here. In this day and time we're in right now, we need to hear this word, repent. Because the repent applies to the believer. You see, an unbeliever can't repent because they're not in Christ. Repentance is for the saved person who will turn the other way, amen. A person who don't know the Lord needs to accept him. Come on, y'all, amen. And the doors are open tonight for you who don't know the Lord to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. But if you're that person who are already in Christ, who have stepped out and did a whole lot of whatever, God is speaking to you in this sense tonight, saying, you're the one who said, repent, turn, get up. You can make it. Come on. You need somebody to push you. Come on. Come on, bro. Come on, sis. Come on. Come on now. Get it right. Get it right. You can make it. I don't need you to Mike Tyson me. I need you to love me like Jesus loved me. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. I mean, amen. I need you to love me like with that agape love, that love that has no condition. Amen. That's the love we need. Amen. I'm already down. I'm already being kicked to the curb. Amen. I don't need you to step on me anymore. I'm just paraphrasing, amen, give an example, right? I need that love, amen. That's what we're supposed to display. Or does somebody need to hear you saying, hey, brother, God got you, man. Listen, let me pray with you. And we say pray, don't pray later. Pray right on the spot right there. Whether you're on telephone or whether you in front of them, pray because they need it. God has ordained, he has prearranged that situation to be the way it is. So we got to stay tonight. My question to you is, I'll give it an exit out. Who's on the Lord's side? Amen. I need to know who's on the Lord's side. If you're on the Lord's side, I'm going to play this song by Reverend Timothy Wright. Amen. And he asked the question in that song. Amen. Who's on the Lord's side? Because if you're on the Lord's side, it's something you got to come on now. I know I talk fast. I can't help y'all. I inherited from my mother. Amen. And we get excited and talk even faster. Amen. But you get the word, though. The main thing, if you're in Christ Jesus, if you tuned in with the Holy Ghost, you'll get it. I don't matter how fast I talk, you will get it because it's all about the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Who is on the Lord's side? Amen. I'm going to play this song, so y'all bear with me. Just bear with me. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's my Lord and my Savior, I am so humbly grateful for your presence. I love you. And I adore you, and I magnify your name. I can't do nothing without you. But I thank you that you allow me the opportunity and the privilege tonight stand and preach your gospel. I pray that someone who have heard your word, Father, and they are repenting. That Christian is repenting right now as I speak, Father God. And I'm praying that the person who don't know you, Father God, is accepting you right now. I don't have to see them. I just know that if your word come out, Father God, and if they're ready, Father God, that you're going to do exactly what you said you're going to do. Amen? So I say thank you, Lord. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, who's my Lord and my Savior. And these blessings I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ again. Let the redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. Yes. Ready for the song. Just hold for the song. Let's hold for the song. I'm having some difficulties here, but that's all right. Y'all just bear with me. Just bear with me, y'all. I want to say this last little line here before I turn this over to Brother James. I tell you, I feel that song, amen. And you know, young man come across me today. I'm hoping he's listening because I told him about the show, and I hadn't seen him in a while. But when I saw him today, I asked the question, "How you doing?" He said, "I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna tell you." And see, that was a Holy Ghost setup right there. And he started talking about some things. And I said, you know what? I said, this is confirmation to the message that the Lord gave me for the night. I walked up to him. I said, let me show you something right here. I showed him. I said, look, you see this right here? I said, tonight's message is going to be talking about get up. You can make it. His eyes got watery because it was the Spirit of God humbling him. It was the Holy Spirit working through me as a magnet that drew him to me. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what the Holy Spirit will do if you make yourself available. So as I close out, amen, just remember this. Nothing happens without repentance for the believer. If you're not in Christ, you need to accept Jesus Christ, amen, as your personal Lord and Savior. But if you're in Christ, this is message tonight. Israel now was dealing with the children of Israel. Amen. So it's a difference. That's why I want to make sure I explain this before I get off the air. When you're in Christ and you mess up, you need to repent. You need to do a 180. Turn. Amen. Once you do that, then God is saying, it's your duty. Amen. It's your duty. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ and to you, Almighty God, I say thank you once again. Brother James, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. We know that God is an awesome God. We thank God for his word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God, Pastor Norman King, who delivered this powerful word on tonight to let someone remind someone that you who are in Jesus Christ, you're saved already in his name. You need to get up. And like the song just said by Pastor Reverend Timothy Wright, that told us, it says, where do you stand? And that's the question for every Christian on tonight. Where do you stand? Said he then turned around and said, time is winding up. You need to make up your mind. You know, whose report are you going to believe? Whose side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the Lord's side? Or are you going to be on the side of the world? So we pray that this word has went out, and we know that it's gone out. And we know that it's going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do. And it's not going to return until the Lord void. So we just thank God for Pastor Norman King being obedient. We thank God for Pastor Norman King for touching that young man's heart that he spoke into his life on tonight before the broadcast. And not only him, but everyone that Pastor Norman King intercedes with and come in contact with, not only for Pastor Norman King, but every believer in Jesus Christ who's being a doer of God's word. When we are speaking into other people's lives, that we must pray first and ask God to give us what he would have us to say to the people through his Holy Spirit, through his word, that they would know that it's coming from God and not from us. So we thank God for this message on tonight. For you, the listener on tonight, I pray that you receive this word again, I know that it has not come, it has not gone out void. The question, the message title was, get up. Then he had a subtitle, you can make it. You can make it. I can make it. We can make it. When we encourage one another in the Lord's word, when we pray constantly for one another, we know with the Lord's help, we can make it. We're going to make it. So, again, we thank God for this powerful word that went forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight. I thank God for every listener that faithfully tunes in to this ministry, to this worldwide platform. And as we get ready to close out on tonight, once again, I'm asking you to please mark your calendar for next Saturday. I know we will, Lord willing, we'll be back next Thursday night, which is Thursday night the 21st. We will be back on the air, Lord be willing. And then on the 23rd, which is next Saturday, I'm praying that you all will tune in and be blessed by this young woman of God, this young woman that's in college that I met at a prayer breakfast in November. She is so powerful and anointed to be so young. She God uses all type of people. It don't matter what your age group is. He has no respect of a person. As long as you're willing to be used by him, he will use you. So he's going to use this young woman, Sister Amani Daniels, on next Saturday, the 23rd. So Pastor Norman King, I'm asking him if he will come back to us on the 30th, which is the fifth Saturday in this month, the 30th. I'm asking Pastor Norman King if he would come back and if he be ready to deliver another word to the people of God over the airwaves, over this worldwide platform. So mark your calendar for the 23rd of this month. You want to tune in to be blessed by this awesome woman, young woman of God. Again, we will be back, Lord be willing, again on next Thursday, the 21st of May. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And while we are getting ready to go out in prayer, we want to continue to lift up our pastors. They need encouragement too. They need our prayers. We want to also continue to lift up all those that are on the front lines, the doctors and the nurses and the law enforcement officers, the firemen, the sheriff's department, those that are working in the stores, all those that are putting their lives on the line for you and I on tonight through this worldwide pandemic and through this coronavirus. While we're going through this, we want to continue to encourage them, continue to pray for them and lift them up, because we all stand in the need of encouragement at one time or another. And for in times like these, we need a Savior, and that we know that the Savior is Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, God's only begotten beloved Son, in whom he said he's well pleased. So aren't you grateful on tonight if you're saved in Jesus' name on tonight? Aren't you glad that you are saved in his name? Aren't you glad that you're covered by the blood of Jesus on tonight? Aren't you grateful that the Lord promised that once we're in Jesus' name, once we're in his hands, that nothing can pluck us out of his hands? So we're just grateful to God for being a promise keeper. He's not like man. He is searching every one of our hearts. He's searching your heart, my heart. Even those that are not saved in Jesus' name, he know who you are. He know where you are. So if you have heard this word on tonight, if you know you are not in the ark of safety, if you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, it's your duty. It's only you can do this. God is not going to force himself upon you. He's not going to make you accept his son, Jesus Christ. God is a gentleman. He gives you a choice. It's freedom. It's a choice that you have to make up your mind that you want to be saved in Jesus' name, because you do not want to spend your eternity, your soul in eternal damnation in hell. God has made a way for us, for those that are saved in Jesus' name through Jesus Christ. He has went away to prepare a place for those that accept him, that he says, where I am, there ye may be also. So don't you want to go where Jesus is when this body of your body has been taken away from by God? Don't you want your soul to spend eternity with your heavenly Father and Creator? I know I do. So it's up to you. If you know that you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you can be saved in his name on tonight. Confess your sins. And mean it from your heart. That's what he's searching your heart. Mean it from your heart. Ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins and transgressions. And then ask him to come into your heart and save you. He can do just that, because it's not his desire that any souls be lost. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking you all, please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We Thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit, cover all those, Heavenly Father, the doctors and the nurses, all those that are in law enforcement, all those that are on the front line, all those that are working in the different stores and supermarkets, and all those that are looking out for your people all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are sacrificing their own lives through this coronavirus. Continue to bless them, continue to protect them and their families, Heavenly Father, and give them and grant them our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth with power through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless him. Continue to bless the ministry you have placed him over. Continue to bless his family and the works of his hands. And every believer and doer of your word all over the land is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless this worldwide platform and ministry. Continue to bless each listener, and that they will continue to tune in and be blessed by your word, that they will continue to spread the good news about this ministry and platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by it. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that God loves you. Know that I love you too. Until the next time, what we're going to do until next Thursday, the 21st, what we're going to do is continue to pray ye one for another. That's what we are encouraged to do. We are told we are to encourage one another with the Lord's word, and we are to always constantly be praying one for another. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
KD.
Here's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.